May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. I'm not going to preach from this, but I just jumped out the page. Jesus said, John actually said, a man can receive nothing unless it is given him from heaven. If there's something you don't have, it's because heaven hasn't given it to you. Don't long for something heaven doesn't want you to have yet. It might seem good to you, but if heaven doesn't want you to have it, then hell does. This is where my life is. When the Shores came in, Nancy said, great word last night, I thought. What word? And then I don't remember what day it was, or what today is. I thought, what word? Then I said, good. Then I remembered the word. So that's the bubble of reality that I'm living in at this particular point. I just wrote a devotional. It's called Celebrating the Unique You. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. Let me read some scriptures to you. This is from the Amplified Version, which I love a lot. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come! Now, this is from the Passion. It's not really a translation, but it's like the Living Bible has some good things to say. A thief has only come, has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, to slaughter, to destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, and more, and even more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. And this is from Galatians 5:22, about the fruit of the Spirit, sort of a description of this new life in Christ, new creation. But the Spirit produced, the fruit of the Spirit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its various expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faithfulness that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. I like that description. This new life which has begun is, of course, the life of the Lord Jesus, and your person and your personality becomes his means of expression. We read from Psalm 139. This is Psalm 139, verse 13. For you, God, did form my inward parts. You did weave me in my mother's womb. And I give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, speaking about me, you. And my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book they are all written, the days ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God, and how vast is the sum of them. The word precious is prized. Every thought God has of me, he prizes those thoughts. I love it says that, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Tragically, so few Christians really understand that. So many people wish they were someone else, or wish they were like someone else, wish that they had a different personality, wish they had a different physical appearance. But he says that we were fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Can you imagine that? That God was so careful. That's what the idea means. That he created us with awe in his heart at what he was creating, and he was very careful with every single detail. 2,000 years ago, Jesus had a body through which he lived his life on earth. Today it's somewhat different because he doesn't just have a body, he has a person with a personality that has a body through which he now lives his life. And everything about that person he celebrates, and we should too. Because we're the divine vehicle through which Christ can live his life. He joined himself to our personhood, which includes how we look, includes our unique personality, our unformed substance. He joins himself to that and then lives his life through us. And it's the true self that Christ is. It's now mingled with who I am that gives me my unique sense of identity and destiny. Jesus loves everything about us. He's so awesome. See, we get hung up in flaws. He looks at flaws as opportunities to show off. The scripture says, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. Even those things that you and I have or tend to be weak towards, he celebrates. They're perfect because they perfect him. He says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And so he's not frustrated with, limited by, or frightened by, or disgusted with anything about your personality, including your unique personality's impact from the fall towards certain weaknesses, because those just provide opportunities for him to really show off his power in your life. I love what he says here. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and he wasn't even in union with God. Wonderful are your works, speaking about himself, and my soul knows it very well. See, if my life is hidden with Christ and God, and Christ who's now my life, do I have a life? Yeah. And does my life include my person, my personality, my physical appearance? Yes. But is his life now mingled with that so that he and I are one spirit and he's now living his life through my life? Yes. And therefore, does he want me? Is humility some kind of expression where I celebrate him but stay disgusted with me? That's an evil deception that's robbed so many people and has so many people in search for themselves. You don't have to look very far. Your life is hidden with Christ and God. And so he really loves it when I wake up in the morning worshiping him and celebrating me. Because he chose me. He knew what he was getting into. He knew what he was slipping into. And there's nothing sinful or prideful about celebrating the you that's in Christ. Even your weakness. Because those things become springboards through which his power is displayed perfectly. And therefore, I can even celebrate those places that remind me of greatest need for him. Because my whole identity is about him. And the enemy lies to us and says things to us that if you had a different personality or a personality like that person, or if you had a different body, then you could have a greater, fuller, joyful life. That's a lie. Because you, in union with Christ, can leave a footprint. This has got nothing to do with the new Green Deal. You can leave a footprint in this world that nobody else ever could or ever will. You don't want to be like them or look like them or have their personality, because then you would never know the exciting, wild joyride of Jesus in union with you, uniquely expressing his life through the unique person that you are that no one's ever quite been like or ever will quite be like. It would never be as good being somebody else. He said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and my soul knows it well. That's a pretty good self-image. You see, he's not just my inheritance, I'm his inheritance. I'm the person, not just the body, through which he gets to live his life. And he chose this particular model, and he knows how to make it work. And he celebrates who I am as a new creation. And it's okay for me to celebrate who I am too. I'm glad I'm not you. I'm glad I don't look like you. I'm glad I don't have your personality. Jesus is too good in his union with me for me to risk messing with that. It's perfect just like it is. Because you see, even in my weaknesses, his strength is made perfect. When I celebrate me, it glorifies him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.